listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Blow up world star before rap. You already know that. So Fresh Prince, they about to bring the show back. Listen in the kilo. We can cost a kilo. Hair so long, I'm about to bring the fro back. Don't call, gotta say mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
Girlfriend acting all wishy washy.
Wishy washy.
It's your birthday, make an earthquake. Gotta love like a nigga, like a mermaid. I love you. That's the first date. Nobody think about it, worst case. Best case, we the front page. 10K on the first day. Yeah, motherfucker, take your phone out to record this. Ain't nobody can ignore this. I'm more or less a more or less individual making moves with criminals. We trying to get the residuals. When it all go crazy, I'm about that action. I'm gonna be Scorsese. My nigga, hold it horizontal. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house on a Tuesday.
Yes, we are.
Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. How many of these are there? Is this a Super Tuesday? I don't know.
Ages of Shield is back tonight.
Ages of Shield and the Juice.
Yes.
Nigga, please.
Yes, I'm ready for the Juice.
Don't do them. Make the white people do it.
Yes! Get up, Johnny.
Brother, I'm not trying to win your respect. I'm trying to win.
Yes. I want him to win all the NAACP awards for that role.
I need all of the Courtney B. Vance footage just in one Super Bowl on Netflix.
Yes.
It's day 447. Bobby Shmurda's been in jail without bail being lowered. Of course you can find this show theblackouttest.com. Leave us 5-star reviews, sign up, become premium listener, theblackouttest.com/premium. Vote in the polls, all kinds of stuff. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
The unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. Today's show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. That's right, go to tweakedaudio.com. You can get you some nice earbuds, guys. I'm talking about the kind that goes in your ears. They're very, very inexpensive, but they ain't cheap. Okay? And we want to help you out, guys. If you go to tweakedaudio.com and you use code TBGWT, you get 33% off of your headphones. In addition to that, you get free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a lifetime guarantee on the warranty. So if they break, you get a new pair, man. It's pretty simple. So make sure you guys go to tweakedaudio.com, code TBGWT, and when you check out, and make sure you get your discounts and get your free shipping and all that stuff. We know you listen to headphones all the time. If you're listening to this, you can't be listening to shit out loud.
Nope.
Maybe in the car, but you got to go places. Gyms, works, all kinds of places. So make sure you guys handle that. All right, let's get into the show. Chappelle Show. Let's start the show.
I missed that show.
Let's start with this.
Hey. Oh, my glow stick. Everybody, we know some of y'all just stopped the show.
We actually got some breaking news in the LGBTQ community.
What's up?
The second Wachowski sibling comes out as transgender. Now, people that know, the Wachowskis are the people that made The Matrix,
mm-hmm,
and several other bad movies after that. But they also made The Matrix. But they also made Sense 8, which is my favorite TV show from last year. Ridiculously good. Amazing show.
Everybody says great.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. I can't even tell you guys how amazing it is. Apparently, sibling to Lana Wachowski, who came out as transgender in 2012, has gone public after a media outlet threatened to out her. The second half of the directing duo, known as the Wachowskis, has come out as transgender. Lily Wachowski, 48, sibling to Lana Wachowski, 50, issued a statement to Windy City Times that begins, "Sex change shocker, Wachowskis now brothers, now sisters, more to come. So, which is, it's, you know, it's unfortunate that that had to happen as a result of blackmail, basically.
Right, because it was like, you don't tell it, we'll tell it. When at the end of the day, maybe it's just me. I don't give a fuck about your sexuality, but that's just me.
Right. Like, because it's fucked up that there's something in society where we feel like we could just be like, your sexuality belongs to us. You need to be outed. And for good and bad reasons, for the record, there's people that think they are doing the right thing sometimes. By doing this stuff, but there's some people who are like, you should be out so you can be an example to other people. But then there's also these people that are like, you should be out because we have quote unquote dirt on you. And now you better come out because we want the clicks off of this whenever it's time to talk about it. But that's interesting. It's gonna start a lot of discussions. I'm sure a lot of people are gonna start talking about what is it in your DNA and shit like that. You know how people do.
Instead of just letting people be whoever they are,
right? Is it a choice? Why they both got it? You know, shit like that.
Yeah,
but
them fucking ain't got shit to do with you in your bedroom.
Yeah, but I think that's dope though. And it makes sense that their shit is so good, especially for Sense8. If you watch Sense8, you guys will see it. Like, the spectrum of sexuality and race and stuff throughout that entire series is just mind-blowing shit, but especially sexuality. Like, race, not as much, you know what I mean? They still are white people. And I'm sure that informs their experience a lot, but just empathy is something that's universal, and being able to kind of understand that different people go through different things was kind of cool. And to kind of not fight, but to write against stereotype, you know, where we have certain ideas of what is good, what is bad, what is, you know, the stories face certain stereotypical ideas and stuff of what people can do. And then to spin that all on his head, I think a lot of that is because, you know, perspective wise, you're already feeling like you're living in a body that's not your body. You're feeling like, different. You have a different perspective already. And it shows in their work, and it's such good work. I've always said their movies to me always felt like they were way too short to be a film, but way too short to be a series, but way too long to be a film. Every movie they've done, I felt like would have been a better TV series or something, because the worlds they built were so rich and explorable. Yeah, but you just can't do that in an hour and a half or even 2.5 hours.
Right.
So you end up with a long ass movie where you feel like this either should have been 7 hours or it should have been 10, like 30 minutes, because there's not enough here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was breaking news. That just happened on my Twitter feed.
Wow.
LGBT people are flocking to states they're under attack from, where they're under attack from anti-gay lawmakers. This is interesting. LGBT people are increasingly moving to traditional red states where they lack protections against discrimination and are under attack from anti-gay lawmakers, according to an analysis of data from U.S. Census Bureau and Gallup. Of the 20 U.S. cities that saw increases in their rankings for percentage of LGBT residents from 1993 to 2014, 11 were in traditionally red states, including Virginia, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Texas. Salt Lake City saw the biggest increase in the size of its LGBT community, moving from 39th place in 1993 to 7th in 2014. Wow, that's actually
a huge jump.
Yeah, and especially in a city where they're like outlawing porn and shit. Who knows how they feel about actual like homosexuality and shit. They don't even want people to look at pornography, and you know they probably feel like that comes from a religious point of view. So who knows what they're like as far as gender is concerned and gay rights. Meanwhile, traditionally LGBT friendly cities like Minneapolis, San Diego, and New York saw a drop in their national rankings. This trend can largely be attributed to increased LGBT acceptance nationwide, which means that people no longer feel compelled to move to queer meccas on the East and West Coast. However, the trend also means that more LGBT people are living in states where they can be legally fired, evicted, or denied services based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. yes, like the Catch 22 and what, you know, like, while we have certain progress, like, oh, look, gay marriage is legal, you also have people that are fighting tooth and nail, still being like, it ain't legal. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure it ain't legal here. Well, I ain't gonna sign no paperwork then, you know.
Doing that bullshit. And then it's one of those things where once it became legal to get married across all 50 states, people moved. These people would have moved years ago.
Well, okay, for the record, this data is 2014 is the most recent data they have.
Okay.
So this isn't like, we don't actually have data since.
For the current.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people were doing this even before that. They were moving, you know. But one thing I was going to say is, I wonder how much of it is, you know, due to people feeling like, well, that's what's going to happen. And how much pushback is also due to that, where we now have so many cities and states trying to pass these bathroom laws.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, they're going to come in the bathroom and rape all the women. You know, like that is a real thing that is happening in so many cities.
Even
so
here. Many.
Yeah. Here they basically had to fight against it tooth and nail. And they're still talking about people want to bring it back. And
right. They actually passed it. But now you have people pushing it up to the governor and sending in the House asking them to strip it down, but it was like, it was passed. What's the problem?
Yeah, when being gay was something you could relegate to big cities,
right? It,
I think nobody people cared. Felt less compelled in the South and some of these other locations,
yeah,
to have laws about it, because it was like, well, they know, quote unquote, they know their place, because there's not enough gay people to really be seen and heard. But then when there's an influx suddenly from 39th to 7th place, I guarantee certain cities felt that influx. And I bet you a lot of this pushback is from people being like, oh, they're here now, let's outlaw it. And then that'll make them leave, you know?
Yeah, it's like New York City, you know, like if it yeah. wasn't there, or Atlanta,
right,
or California, they was like, fuck them, they ain't nowhere else in the country. And that's not true. They're all across America. And it's also, and also for me too, I think with a lot of this movement, guess what, now they're voting base, and mm-hmm. I think that's a fear too. They're voting base, so now when you start coming up with these fuck ass rules and laws that the citizens have to vote for, some of that shit might not pass, because now people are like, hey dog, we here, and you know what, this directly affects me. You can't pass these laws, but it affects such a small percentage of the people, or you feel like it affects such a small percentage of the people. I'm here, I'm queer, I'm gay, bi, trans, whatever I am, and I'm not hiding it because you're not comfortable.
The Human Rights Campaign reported last month that 111 million people live in states where LGBT people lack clear state-level protections against discrimination in the workplace. And this week, the Human Rights Campaign noted that the number of anti-LGBT bills in state legislatures across the U.S. has surpassed 180, by far the most in history. Needless to say, the vast majority of those bills are in the same traditionally red states where LGBT people are moving. This is another thing that I'm just surprised. Well, I'm not surprised. I wish was more of an issue in the debates, mm-hmm. because this fight is still going.
Yep.
And a lot of people feel like the finish line was crossed when the Supreme Court was like, no, it's okay. I mean, yes, you can get married if you're gay, you can get same sex marriage. And people went, well, we're done. You know,
right, because for a lot of them, that was all they were fighting for. They really weren't fighting for the other causes that are associated with that. Okay, you can get married across the state, but your state still isn't protecting you. What does that, you know what I mean? What does that mean? How does that affect you? We can get married, but, you know, now we have to deal with still with other discrimination. The discrimination don't stop because certain laws are passed.
Mm-hmm. Caitlyn Jenner is back in the news. She says, I like Ted Cruz and I want to be his trans ambassador.
One thing, baby, this is just me and just my ignorance. Everything that you stand for, Caitlyn, they are 100% against. And I hope one day you will realize that they don't want you there. the laws, and that's why a lot of people are very angry at her, because they're looking at her like, bitch, you know these people are passing laws against your very existence, right? And it's just one of those things where it's still privilege there for her. Just keep that real. It's still a lot of privilege and a lot of separation from a lot of things that affect people in this community. It's a disconnect there sometimes, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking. You know, yeah, Ted Cruz is...
Because she's a Republican and she's always been, and it's one of the things where she's like, I'm not going to change that. But we will see as time goes on, though.
Yeah, would he even be accepting of her that way?
Come on.
Kayla Jenner likes Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz and would like to be his trans ambassador. The transgender icon and former Olympian said in an interview on Wednesday, I like Ted Cruz, Jenner told The Advocate. I think he's very conservative and a great constitutionalist and a very articulate man. Where Cruz will be elected president, Jenner would like to be appointed trans ambassador to the president of the United States. I would have all my girls on a trans issues board to advise him on making decisions when it comes to trans issues. Isn't that a good idea? Despite her warm feelings for Cruz, Jenner, 66, didn't formally endorse the Texas senator for president, saying he is an evangelical Christian and probably one of the worst ones when it comes to trans issues. While the Democrats are better when it comes to social issues, Jenner thinks GOP fiscal conservatism is more suited to serve transgender Americans.
Wow. Right, and that's what happened when, you know, you are quote-unquote the spokesperson. It's almost like black folks.
Yeah.
It's like, we got one, you speak for everybody, and that's not true. It's like a lot of trend.
She could be the Stacey Dash of transgender people.
Right. Yeah, that's sad. But yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right, for all we know, many transgender people may completely disagree with this.
Right.
But the person that keeps getting interviewed about it, just like when it comes to a lot of race shit, they go find Raven Simone, they go find Stacey Dash, and they put that as the headline.
Right.
Maybe this is like that if you're, you know, a person that's trans. It's just like, why do y'all keep interviewing her? Like, right. There's so many people
that are out here, been out here for years, so many people that will actually be more articulate in what they're talking about, but it's like, okay, you're the it person. So there can only be one, which is sad because there's a lot of transgender people out there, right, of all race, creeds, colors, and religions. But you were like, we got one, so the rest of y'all don't matter.
If we don't have a country, we don't have trans issues, said Jenner, who is a former decathlete and announced her transition from male to female in 2015. We need jobs. We need a vibrant economy. I want every trans person to have a job. With $19 trillion in debt, and it keeps going, and we're spending money we don't have. Eventually it's going to end, and I don't want to see that. Socialism did not build this country. Capitalism did. Free enterprise, the people built it, and they need to be given the opportunity to build it back up. While Cruz and Jenner might agree in their belief on deregulated economy, Jenner picked an unlikely companion in her fight for trans justice. Cruz has questioned transgender's right on several occasions during his campaign for the 2016 GOP nomination, referring to a federal ruling that an Illinois school violated the rights of a transgender girl who wasn't allowed to shower with her female teammates. Cruz said last November the decision was ridiculous and enforced by zealots. You know, I'm the father of two little girls, Caroline and Catherine, even are 7 and 5. I don't want my daughters taking showers with little boys. I don't want them when they're in junior high or high school, and it's absurd. No parents do. Speaking on the same issue as a campaign stop in Iowa in January, Cruz suggested transgender students could use for faculty facilities. I'll say that inflicting a transgender student on the teachers is probably better than sticking him in the shower with the teenage girls. Him? Wow. Discussing last October whether the military should allow transgender people to serve, Cruz said, we shouldn't view the military as a cauldron for social experiments. How about having the military focus on hunting down and killing the bad guy instead of treating it as this crucible for social justice innovations, Cruz said at an Iowa event.
Yeah, kiss my ass. You take their tax money. If they want to serve, they should have the right to serve like everybody else. I know my black ass ain't. So if they going to get out there and serve, let them do it.
Yeah, that's super. I don't know how you can endorse someone like that.
Right. Maybe one day she'll learn. And I know it got to make people but just very furious when they read this. I know they read that like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Like, this is against everything that we stand for.
All right. All right, bisexuality is on the rise, says new U.S. survey. The word pansexual has been gaining currency culturally, with Google searches for the term trending highly since Miley Cyrus used it to describe herself in July. Oh, that's different. Didn't know that. Anyway, a growing number of women and men say they are bisexual, according to the latest national survey. As awareness about bisexuality has grown over the years, it could be getting easier for people to label themselves as bisexual, said Debbie Herbenick, who's an associate professor at Indiana University and author of the book Sex Made Easy. She was not involved in the study. Researchers asked more than 9,000 people in the United States from ages 18 to 44 about the types of sexual experiences they have had, whether they are attracted to the same or opposite sex, and whether they identify as being straight, gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Interviews were conducted between 2011 and 2013 as part of the CDC's National Survey of Family Grow. Many of the findings about sexual behavior, attraction, and orientation were similar between current survey and previous 2006 to 2010. Family Growth Survey. Similar to previous surveys the group conducted, 1.3% of women and 1.9% of men said they were homosexual. However, a new trend stood out. More women reported having had sexual contact with another woman, 17.4% in the current survey, compared to 14.2% from the old survey. And higher numbers of both women and men identified as bisexual, 5.5% of women and 2% of men, compared to 3.9 and 1.2 respectively in the last survey. That is interesting. And maybe that's because people feel less judgment, maybe, or maybe people feel more open and more informed. Yeah. About, you know, admitting it. Because my question is, are more people being like bisexual, or more people admitting bisexuality?
I think more people are admitting, because what's funny is that even in the LGBTQ community, when it came to that B, a lot of them are like, no, you either want a man or a woman, you know. A lot of them got criticized a lot. And right. Then like they part of the group, but it's like one of those things where almost like they became traditional. You know, you either want a man or you want a woman. You can't want both. Says who?
Yeah, women are more likely than men to report having same-sex sexual contact, compared to 17.4% of women. Only 6.2% of men said they've ever had this activity. However, as Coppin pointed out, the survey could have given women more opportunity than men to report same-sex sexual contact. For example, women were asked if they engaged in oral sex or any other sexual experience with another woman, whereas men were specifically asked if they have engaged in oral or anal sex with another man. So it's like, if you just made out with a dude, then you might not put that down, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, that, and I think for women, it's quote unquote more acceptable, because even a lot of, like we said before, a lot of straight dudes watch lesbian porn, and it's a lot of women, which is not fair to women that actually are gay. A lot of women in their 20s get drunk and go to the parties and shit and kiss other women and shit, like, because it's quote unquote cool to get drunk on top of the bar, but they don't really like women. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just one of those things where, you know, you ask them, they're gonna be like, yeah, I did that. But, you know, it's like, well, are you really gay, or are you just stringing this woman along if she's actually physically attracted to you?
Right. I don't know.
It's just considered more acceptable for women to just be able to cross those lines versus...
Oh, of course, but I don't, you know, as far as the survey's concerned, you know, the fact that the questions were different may have also affected the answers.
Right,
because they didn't ask the men, well, have you had any other sexual experience with a man? They only asked anal or oral.
Right, which is crazy because it's more than that, but they feel like...
Very specific.
Right. I think with women, they feel like if we don't open this up, we're not going to get the truth for women. Well, why don't you think you're going to get the truth for men?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you ask the same set of questions for both parties if you really want a true answer?
Yeah. Well, I guess it was an interesting study. So with the wording now, I'm like, I don't know what to make of that study.
Right.
Let's see what else happened. Trans people were told to leave gender blank on Canada's census. Transgender Canadians who don't identify as male or female won't be counted in the upcoming census of the population. Big data lovers rejoiced last November when the newly elected Liberal government announced it was bringing back the long-form census after it was killed by the previous government in 2010 and replaced with a short voluntary survey. The long-form census has been mandatory for 35 years and included detailed questions ranging from income and education levels. The new census for 2016 will be mailed in the coming months. But Quinn Nelson, a transgender university student from Calgary who identifies neither as a man nor as a woman, is concerned because the questionnaire only provides a male or female option to answer the question about gender. As a non-binary person, often when I fill out forms, there's only two options given to me, and that's not enough for me, Nelson said in an interview with CBC. The census is used by a lot of policy makers, sociologists, and government officials to make decisions, and they really need to know what their population is. That's the point of the census. Nelson was worried that not answering the question would be against the law and emailed the Minister of Innovation, Science, and Economic Development and Navdeep Bains, who is in charge of Statistics Canada about the issue in November, but didn't get a reply. Yo, they, not filling out the census is illegal in Canada? Or leaving questions blank? Mm-hmm. How's that? What do they do to punish that? You know, put you in jail?
Take away your maple syrup? I don't know.
No more poutine for you. The deputy chief statistician for Statistics Canada did reach out to Nelson and said it would be okay to leave the question blank. I was told to answer neither, but also to answer in the comments why I found the question inadequate. Nelson added that future censuses will have a third option other included in the answer to the gender question. The way that the census will count people and give that data that non-binary people exist is very valuable to us, Nelson said. The reality is that the vast majority of people will fit into either male or female, and other, while not specific, still is good information. Statistics Canada spokesperson Marie-Claude Deslandes confirmed to Vice News in an email that trans people who identify as neither male nor female can leave the gender section blank or indicate the gender with which they identify. Statistics Canada information is collected according to two categories for sex: male and female. Transgender, transsexual, intersex Canadians are invited to indicate the sex, male or female, with which they most associate themselves. She said that during the extensive consultation for the 2016 census, no major issue was brought forth for the questions on sex. However, the public will be consulted ahead of the next census in 2021 in order to better formulate questions to serve all Canadians. Interesting. And yeah, who knows, even if you do like a survey or a focus group test before, this may not come up.
True.
Because it's not a high percentage of the population. Mm-mm. And not until you actually put it out there for public consumption does someone go, hey, what about this, you know? And it still might not give you great data because a lot of people that are trans still identify as a gender. It's just not true. The one their body is, you know, that they were assigned to as far as their body, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Oklahoma introduces a record 26 anti-gay bills. It was in January.
Woo.
At least 26 anti-gay bills have already been introduced in the Oklahoma legislature this year before state lawmakers convened on February 1st.
What did they do? They came in, it was like, we gay shit. No, we gonna ban that. You got a law, I got a law, let's combine all these laws.
There are among more than 100 anti-gay bills in 26 states, surpassing the 23 that were filed in Texas last year.
God damn.
The proposal includes pro-conversion therapy bill. Conversion therapy is where they like try to change you from being gay to straight. Several pieces of legislation to undermine marriage equality, as well as religious freedom bills, giving businesses the right to turn away LGBTI customers, and bathroom bills targeting transgender people. So this is a trend that's going on a lot of places.
Right, and the thing is, doesn't the federal law supersede a lot of this shit?
Well, see, they're trying to find loopholes that they can bring to the Supreme Court. So it's like, oh, this clerk won't do their job, so let's fight it all the way to the Supreme Court, you know?
And you know what? The thing is, you brought up a good point. They gonna fuck around and they gonna be like, you know what, y'all do this shit online. Like, they gonna fuck around and lose their jobs because they were like, this ain't worth it. Like, we can't constantly have y'all stop
right
us from doing business and constantly cost the county money. No, you know, these counties don't want people flooding their office. This should be a fucking regular business day. We got cameras and people protesting. We don't want to deal with this. Fuck it. You can go online.
Yeah. What are you doing that a computer can't do?
Right.
No.
Did you can't do motherfucking Skype? Come on.
Right. Let's see what else. Yeah, they also want to have religious freedom bills, giving businesses the right to turn away LGBT officers. Okay, yeah. Oklahoma is regrettably leading the nation in the number of bills attacking LGBT people, their families, and visitors in the 2016 legislative session, said Human Rights Campaign legal director Sarah Warbelow. Who these vile attacks are shameful, far-reaching, and would no doubt be incredibly destructive to this great state, resulting in multiple expensive legal challenges and a great damaged reputation. Oklahomans across the state must stand up and demand their lawmakers stop these attacks on fairness and equality.
Right, because for me, you're wasting my fucking taxpayers' money. So instead of fixing my roads, instead of doing my schools, instead of, you know, doing the shit taxpayers' money go to, you're gonna fucking waste billions of dollars fighting this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. They also said, for the second year in a row, a handful of Oklahoma legislators have decided to engage in the politics of distraction rather than attempting to address the real problems of our state, such as the budget shortfall set to exceed $1 billion. Our community will not sit idly by while an agenda of discrimination is unleashed. We will be present. We will force lawmakers to look us in the eye. We will not rest until the agenda of hate is stopped once and for all.
Right, you're in a deficit, but yet you're going to make some shit up which is going to have to cause you to waste more money.
Right.
Because you don't care.
So ridiculous.
Right. And it should make anybody else furious. I'm not gay, but goddamn it, don't waste my money fighting people.
Right. I think there's a filibuster going on. Well, it was this morning. I don't know if it's still going on, but there's a filibuster going on now to stop anti-gay laws. Missouri. Filibuster was going entering the 24th hour.
24 hours. That mean ain't nobody been able to go home?
Yeah, they you know.
Oh, fuck you, dog.
But they got to do it. But they're anti-gay. They're saying in order to stop these laws, we're going to filibuster it. It started out at 4 p.m. Monday, and it was still going on at 4 p.m. Tuesday. Democrats say the proposal is discriminatory. Republicans say it protects the rights of those who oppose same-sex marriage.
Oh, okay,
so they had
okay.
to filibuster
I
it.
I see what you're saying. They was like, you know what? Ain't nobody going home then.
Right.
We gonna, you wanna pass these fuck ass laws, we gonna be sure you don't get to sleep tonight.
Yep. It's crazy. This is our country, man. This is what we doing. You know.
And now everybody mad and tired.
Yep. Alright, let's get out of this and get into some other news. Elizabeth Warren failed to endorse Bernie Sanders. Which, of course, angered his internet troll empire.
Who said she had to?
Right. No one said she had to.
Right.
She might be angling to be somebody's VP.
You know,
who knows? No. Maybe right. She don't want to pick a side. Either way, she did not endorse him. So they ran up on her Facebook page and said things like, "Your unwillingness to endorse Bernie prior to Super Tuesday indicates to me that that your fear of pressure from Hillary friends on Capitol Hill trumps your commitment to the progressive cause. I have lost faith in you and the DNC." No such thing as Bernie bros, though. Elizabeth, is there any reason on God's green earth that you're sitting quiet in the corner while Bernie is awaiting your endorsement? Am I missing something here? ?
And the thing is, a lot of people are just waiting to get down to one candidate. They're like, you know what? I'm waiting to get to one candidate, and that's who I'm endorsing.
Is she really part of the establishment? They love levying that accusation at you when they don't like something you did. You part of the establishment. CBC, part of the establishment. John Lewis, part of the establishment. Is she really part of the establishment? How can she, as a representative of the people, as a self-proclaimed progressive, not publicly endorse Bernie Sanders? Do you think she owes Clinton some political favors? With every day that passes without your endorsement of Sanders, Wall Street rejoices and corporate-owned Hillary Clinton is validated. Shame on you. Senator Warren let all of the progressives down and the country by not endorsing us before Super Tuesday. With her help, we could have and should have won mass. Why and what does she have up her sleeve? Carl Rove's money. Are you smoking crack? I love Elizabeth and would have supported her over Bernie had she chose to run. But I'm deeply disappointed in her for not supporting Bernie when it mattered. She will lose all credibility if she supports Hillary at any point, as Shillery is tied to Wall Street.
She might not come out and support nobody. We don't, you don't know.
And she'll probably support whoever the candidate is at some point. Right. So it won't matter. But to you, it will. I mean, to that person, if she supports Hillary, it'll be like, motherfucker, you have let all progressives down. Sanders can still win, but if he doesn't, that's on you. And when Trump defeats Clinton, that will be on you too. You're a sellout. Your endorsement will not save Clinton and will not, we will not vote for her. It's worthless now. I'm telling you, a lot of Bernie Sanders voters or supporters online are not Democrats. Do not depend on those votes.
Yeah.
I won't be hostaged into fucking voting for that dude because these white people are gonna hit the white privilege button and go, I won't support this candidate. I'd rather vote for Trump than buy. We're not on the same team anyway.
Right, and never were, because you never were concerned about my issues. A lot of them are sexist and a lot of them are racist.
Yep. Warren is a wuss. Her silence will not be forgotten. Wuss. Who says that in 2016? Senator Warren, I will no longer support or contribute to you or your campaigns. I think it's unconscionable that you can continue to condone the corruption in Washington by not endorsing Bernie Sanders. I'm actually shocked that you will leave a fellow progressive twisting in the wind as the Clinton circus rolls into your state and cheats her way to a very narrow win. You've made it very clear. You're only interested in your political career, not showing solidarity to the people promoting the important causes that you apparently only pay lip service to. Hashtag feel the burn. They love saying that.
I have a question. They act like Bernie is not a fucking politician. And then really, he ain't been really doing act this like, for years.
They really think he's just a grumpy old man from up that just somehow just walked into Congress
yesterday. And they was like, feel the burn. You're like, nigga, he been doing this longer than anybody else. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, he wasn't even a Democrat until he wanted to be president.
He was independent.
It's just, but it's so funny because they spent so much time trying to argue shit that I already know, and because I wrote that thing about, my feelings on his ghetto slip up. I've been having it's been going around, it's been shared like 600 times, something like that, maybe more now, on Twitter. So of course you get these random people who see it for the first time and they hit you up and they gotta let you know, and it's always the same shit. It's been the same shit since last year. Mm-hmm. It's always, he marched with King. Oh yeah, I know he marched with King. Oh well, you know Hillary Clinton voted for she called black people super predators. Yeah. Bernie voted for the crime bill. It was
right.
I mean, well, he did a speech against it before he voted for it. Yeah, but he voted for it.
Correct. So, he voted for it.
Speeches don't do shit at the end of the day. She's bought and sold for by Wall Street. I'm like, all right, cool. But when I was listening to the debate, sounded like he was bought and sold for by the gun lobby. Sound like he had a hell of a problem. That's the one big corporation he don't mind right there. Anything you say anything about gun restrictions or gun legislation, he pivots to y'all trying to put all the gun companies out of business. Okay. All right. So it's like they tell you shit that you already know.
Right, like you're ignorant.
Because they assume you're black and you just don't know better. It's just, if we gave you the right information, the only choice is this motherfucker. And it's like, no, I'm a reasonable-minded person. I can process information. I arrived at a different conclusion than you. I don't find this guy to be a saint. That's all. And what's funny is, if he hadn't been presented as the perfect candidate, this shit wouldn't happen, because nobody feels that way about Hillary Clinton because she's been through 25 years of the ringer. So there's no fucking surprises when you find out she's not perfect. Everyone knows she's not perfect. Everyone who promotes her is like, well, yeah, she's fucked up and she can, she has to do this, or this is the thing she did to overcome that, or, well, you're right, I can see why you wouldn't vote for her for this reason. Because it's been 25 years of shit. This guy's just hitting the spotlight in a meaningful way where there's actually opposition to his shit now because he's been such an outsider. So now people are able to go, oh, wait a minute. Man, that shit, yeah, you did this fucked up thing and you're a hypocrite when it comes to this. And people get so mad about it, but it's like, well, he's new to them. Finding out Hillary Clinton's a hypocrite on something, you probably known that since 1995. You probably known that since 2001. Like this, like the shit's not new with her. You find out some shit about Bernie, and then the thing is, it wouldn't be so bad if his people didn't freak out on people for finding this shit out. So it's like, when you go, huh, that's interesting. He says that he's obviously against all these trade agreements. He wouldn't have voted for the bailout for Detroit, for the car industry, a bailout that most people feel worked, you know. And then people are like, well, I mean, how you gonna hold that against them? It's like, well, when you're speaking to a room full of people from Michigan, they might covet those jobs.
Come on, dog.
They might start looking at you sideways like, you talk a good game, but damn, nigga, you was gonna let me be like, you this didn't fail Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's just interesting that they assume black people don't know, and that's the only thing that's so condescending. And then they wonder why people get turned off by it. You spend all day explaining to them this shit, and then being very patronizing to them, and then you wonder why they don't want to fucking vote for your candidate.
And then not only that, you have people like me and other people who see the harassment. They act like people don't see them showing their asses all on social media and showing how racist and sexist they are and just coming out and just acting like they're for you, but yet it's your fault when he not renting these states, when he never catered towards us. And I don't know when we vote, but I have not seen that one single solitary Bernie commercial on my TV. So it's just one of them things where, hey, when it comes to us, we don't matter.
We vote this next week, though, by the way.
Okay. But I haven't seen anything. We might get an increase because it's coming. But like I said, for me, I never vote for him.
Well, you know what, though? The other part of this that's just not really being discussed, though, and this is why I read this article. Elizabeth Warren was somebody they counted as an ally and a friend. The second she demonstrates any level of, okay, I'm going to be politically savvy and, you know, I'm not going to endorse this guy yet, I'm going to wait. They assumed they had her in the tank so hard, you know, that they actually are turning on her because the only thing they care about is Bernie.
That's it.
They don't actually care about her. They don't care about her integrity or her position or her future. Mm-hmm. And it's like the second she steps out of line, it's, you're a shill for Bernie, for Hillary Clinton. It's just, they attack her, and it's just proof of this fucking just ridiculous bullshit. So this, I don't know. These people are just ridiculous.
Yeah, man, like I said, me just watching and looking and paying attention and seeing, you know, people that I know personally constantly hundreds and thousands of times being harassed and having to block people and shit like that. I'm going, word, that's your base. Word, that's your base. Can't fuck with that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people today threaten, well, you know, Trump, that's why when Trump, you just voting for Trump if you're not voting for Bernie. Fine, that's fine.
Yeah, and they can say that ridiculous shit because at the end of the day, regardless of who wins, I'm telling you, we find a lot of people, it's not going to fucking rock your world. You're not going to be affected by it.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, if that's the thing, you owe it to, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, say whatever you want to say about me, dog. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm not fucking with your man. The thing that's funny is the taboo thing to say, and I know that there's a lot of people that probably feel this way, and they're not saying it because nobody else is saying it. I don't have personal problems with Hillary Clinton. I don't. That's it. I know the right thing to say is you don't like her and she's wooden and all this shit. I don't have those problems. I don't dislike her at all. She's when I see her giving going back and forth in the debate, when I see her giving speeches, she comes across to me as a very competent politician. Like a person that I go, I feel like that person can do whatever job they say they can do. You know, she's versatile. She's war tested. She's scandal tested. Yeah. She's criticism tested. Like a lot of these people, the way they're flipping out, They don't have the confidence in their candidate because he's never been criticized before. This is it for him. This is the first time they've ever gone through anything where people didn't just go, oh yeah, he's great, or, well, he's a non-factor, so I don't have to like say anything bad about him. This is the first time where people are like, wait a minute, here's some problems with your guy. And they're freaking the fuck out. People that support Hillary Clinton have been hearing, here's some problems with your lady for 20 some years.
Yeah. And after a while you go, you know what? I can't defend that. Okay. Yeah. I'm still voting for her, but I can't defend that. You know, that's what
that's the thing. People don't feel the pressure to put up a veneer of perfectness with Hillary Clinton because we all know she ain't perfect. People feel that pressure with Bernie Sanders. Like, I have to present this guy as perfect. You know, also, I just do not believe that. I think his plans are very naive, and the conclusion I've drawn a long time ago is that he does not want to be president of the United States.
I don't think he does either.
I just don't. I think a lot of people are being fooled into thinking he does, but I think his strategy and his plan seems to be one where he doesn't want to win. And he does want to drive Hillary Clinton as far to the left as he can, and he's doing a very good job of that.
He is.
But he's also doing as good a job as possible of not being a threat to her when it comes to the black vote, which is essential to winning this nomination. I mean, if he's able to win this nomination, I feel like I'll be so impressed with his ability to win this nomination while being horrendous when it comes to engaging black people, that I'll just be impressed. I'll feel nothing but like, wow, how did Baxter get in the fridge and eat all the cheese? You know what I mean? Like, that's just an impressive feat, because I did not think that was possible. So we'll see what happens with the rest of these states, but
we will, you know. But the way it's looking, it's like it's gonna be Hillary and Trump.
We'll see. Cat Williams got arrested again. This is the second time he got arrested.
He's been going up and down my timeline. I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, well, this is the second, I think it's the second time this year he's facing assault charges, but he's been arrested a bunch of times. He got beat up at a concert a couple nights ago. Deputies say Williams and several of his associates beat up one of Williams' bodyguards, who refused to engage in criminal activity as directed by Cat Williams. So I guess he wanted to do something criminal.
They was like, nah.
He said no, and then they beat his ass. Corey Dixon was allegedly brought to Williams' house on February 28th, where deputies say he was assaulted with a baseball bat and choked by Tatiana Smith, 24. Dixon said Williams also threatened to kill him during the assault. Well, police found when they executed a search warrant today, and new charges will be coming up on at 11. But damn, what is up with him, man? He just need to say he a full, his LinkedIn page must just say criminal and part-time comedian.
Right, because full-time is not his job no more.
Yeah, like, what do you do? Mostly crime. And I do a little stand-up, too.
If I'm not doing crime.
Yeah. Man, what happened to that dude?
I have no idea.
Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton will attend Nancy Reagan's funeral Friday. Notice anybody's name missing?
Got shit to do.
Yeah, President Obama not only does have shit to do, you know what shit he'll be doing?
What?
Giving a speech at South by Southwest.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. That's what I already scheduled, because I heard that they were going to South by Southwest. Both of them supposed to be like opening up and doing major speeches on like separate days, and this must have been his day. And he's like, I'm not canceling this to go to that. She going. That's enough.
That's peak blackness right there.
He was like, she going, that's enough.
Like,
my last year, I ain't coming back, bitch. I know. I ain't got to attend shit.
Oh, Obama going to South by.
Have fun, Obama.
He's like, I'm trying to see a screening of one of them movies.
Right.
50 Cent, who's been working hard to convince the courts that he's too poor to pay his debts, while still flaunting stacks of cash on the social media.
Right.
Well, apparently he said he was flashing fake cash. The rap star responded in court documents filed Tuesday, allegations he's hiding money from his creditors in his bankruptcy case. The creditors saw 50 slew of social media posts in which he showcased stacks of money. But now 50 says the Benjamins are phony picks. He's not hiding assets. It's all for show to maintain his persona. However, last week he filed documents showing the court he has $65 million in assets.
I don't believe you, sir.
Yeah, he's doing everything. I mean, he's just the biggest troll right now. That poor woman whose sex tape he leaked, you know, like she won her court case, and then it's like, yeah, but you might not ever see this money because he's a piece of shit.
Just pay the woman.
Right.
How nobody's doing that fuck shit anyway?
Yeah, that's just what it is these days. Motherfuckers just like, I'm a troll for the gram. You just got to deal with it. Apparently, Kim Kardashian changed the whole world because she took a selfie, which everybody said was a news selfie, but it's got these, and okay, this is a personal gripe of mine, guys, okay? We are in 2016, okay? Mm-hmm. Pornography is widely available everywhere.
Ah, clear.
I'm gonna need y'all motherfuckers to stop saying naked and nude selfies when people censor out their private parts. That's not nude. That's not naked.
Oh, they got the Snapchat, ain't that what they call it?
Hey, well, no, that's not what they call it. I'm talking about any picture. This is on Instagram. People that take pictures, they say they're naked, and people, everybody starts going, ooh, nude selfie from Kim Kardashian. I click on the shit. I see bars over her titties. That ain't nude.
That's not nude.
That's heavily edited.
That's anime, dispixelated.
Right.
Or hentai.
Not to mention, more important than all this shit, it wastes my time because now I'm spending an hour on the internet because I keep thinking it's an uncensored version out there, and it's not.
Right.
That was it. That was the picture. Stop doing this shit. It's frustrating to point of swords like me and many other men who probably wasted so much time
trying to find an original.
Men and women. Who know? I know
right.
There's
women were looking too.
I know it's women in Creep Squad. It's International Women's Day. Y'all know where it'll get down. But yeah, I'm going to need y'all to stop reporting these falsities like this, man. This shit is disgusting. Went to go look at the picture, man. I was like, look at these bars over everything. Look at this, Karen.
Oh.
Those bars. That's not nude. She might as well be wearing a bathing suit.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Ugh. Anyway. But the real thing that's funny is, and I don't know why this goes this way, but it's really hard to be against Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose and stuff, in my opinion, for a person like me anyway. It's because everybody's so much worse than them. Whenever she just takes a picture, if you guys would just let it fade into obscurity, it would.
Yeah, Claire would.
You know, like, nobody remembers Miley Cyrus's naked photo shoot. Why? Because we as a society all decided the social contract was to go, ew, and then just to be like, we're not talking about this again.
Right. And as much as everybody quote unquote hate her, you love her because you keep talking about her ass.
It was news for 45 seconds. Rihanna did a video, her titties were everywhere. We all decided this is a beautiful thing. No need to slut shame her. Let's just move on. We appreciate them titties.
Yes, sir.
That was the end. Really wish we could just do one of those two things every time. Either, oh no, I didn't want to see those titties, and move on. Or, I appreciate those titties, and move on. Either way, the world would be a lot cooler if you would. But as long as people keep reacting like this to Kim Kardashian, which is being snarky, slut-shaming her, talking, you somebody's mother, you're somebody's wife, you ain't never gonna get a man. You know, it's always centered around, can they have a man? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're a hoe.
Who says they want a man?
Yeah, it's like, as long as people do that, men and women do that to people.
Yes, they do.
As long as people do that.
Women worse than men a lot of times.
Yeah, and so much of this is about the fact that she would dare to love and embrace her body. Right. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Kim Kardashian got plastic surgery. Yeah, still her body.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's women that have double mastectomies, and then because they have breast cancer, and then they get breast augmentation. Mm-hmm. We don't say to those women, how dare you? It's because we put that on the acceptable list of things you can augment your body for. And if you want to love your body after that, well, then you're a hero. But because Kim Kardashian does it, all of a sudden you guys have this weird backlash and you betray everything you say you stand for.
Right.
All the body positivity shit goes out the window.
It sure does.
All the sex positivity shit goes out the window, and it just turns into a big hypocrisy off all over social media. And it's amazing how many people just tell on themselves. And more amazing is it makes me, a person that typically wouldn't give a fuck, sympathetic to people like Kim Kardashian. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. These people are wrong.
Yeah, they are.
You know, that's how it ends up happening. It's not like I sit around, I don't think about Kim Kardashian or Amber Rose or any of these people.
So they start flooding my timeline.
But when, even when they release a picture, I really don't think, I just go, okay, well, did we see some titties? Okay, cool.
Right.
And then for the next 5, 6, 7 hours on Twitter, at least you just got people going, these hoes, what a, see, this what's wrong with her out here. She trying to make you not think about Kanye. Cause once again, gotta be centered around a man.
Of course.
She been doing this shit for years, but come still on, gotta dog. Be centered around a man.
You got a book.
And then you had like celebrities coming down, coming at her. Bette Midler, said she was gonna swallow a camera to show us the only part of her that we hadn't seen before, to which Kim of course felt hurt by. She says, hey, at Bette Midler, I know it's past your bedtime, but if you're still up and reading this, send news, hashtag just kidding. Hey, at Bette Midler, really didn't want to bring up how you sent me a gift a while back trying to be a fake friend, then come at me, hashtag deja vu.
Right. Right, because a lot of times these people have personal relationship with these people behind the scenes.
Right. So she says, Bette shot back, I never tried to fake friend you. Looks like anyone can take a selfie, but no one can, not everyone can take a joke. So she got shady on her. To which I gotta say, Bette Midler is a savage on Twitter, in case you guys didn't know.
Right.
So fuck with her at your own
risk.
But
I'll be get that clap back.
Yeah, Bette Midler be talking mad shit to people.
Yeah, she like, I'm not here for your games.
I believe Chloe Grace Moretz, who you might know as Hit Girl, had some shit to say about her too, which was kind of fucked up. She said, at Kim Kardashian, I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies. Kim clapped back. Let's all welcome at Chloe Grace Moretz to Twitter. Since no one knows who she is, your nylon cover is cute, boo. Then she also replied, sorry I'm late to the party, guys. I was busy cashing my $80 million video game check and transferring $53 million into our joint account.
That's what I'm talking about. She don't give a fuck about what y'all got to say. That's something people need to realize. She don't care.
She says, wait, I can't believe people thought Kanye or Chloe hacked my Twitter. It's I swear I'm funny too. what's funny to me though is, cause this is like one of those moments where you're like, that's why they together. Because when she said that, I was like, that's why they love each other. They both got the petty in them deep. Kourtney Kardashian started tweeting out Kimmojis. And then Miley Cyrus tried to come in at the end trying to bring everybody together like she didn't say that bullshit about Nicki Minaj. Talking about, dear women, you are all acting tacky as fuck. Why don't we, overly, myself included, fortunate women, come together and try to create and bring jobs to other women in desperate need of them so they can support not only themselves but their families. Hashtag Happy International Women's Day. Can we all put the, it looks like cuntiness aside for one fucking day and love and celebrate one another? P.S. No matter how hard you are or you myself work, never will I feel I am worthy of the comfort I live in, because so many others, while I tuck myself in at night, are laying their head on the pavement dreaming of all the things we take for granted every day. Much love to all my women. So she tried to, which is so funny, at the end of the day she tried to use downing these other women to as women's solidarity. Oh, you can't make this shit up. Oh man, Twitter should—you should have to pay for Twitter. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh wow. Well, I think this next story sums up International Women's Day a lot.
Okay.
A father posted a advertisement in a Christian magazine looking for a man for his 26-year-old virgin daughter. Happy International Women's Day, ladies. A man in Wheaton, Illinois recently took out an ad in Christianity Today looking for a man to marry his 26-year-old daughter. The ad was awkwardly placed in the job section.
Because I guess it's going to be a job. You're going to deal with him too. Shit, you're going to marry him and her.
Baby, you're a lot of work. You a full-time job. Overtime even. The ad awkwardly placed in the job section of the Evangelical magazine says that a church elder is looking to fill a son-in-law position. In the ad, the dad describes his daughter as godly, gorgeous, athletic, educated, careered, humorous, traveled, bilingual, 26-year-old virgin. Why did he put that she was a virgin in there?
Just in case the creeps out there go, yeah, I like them brand new. I want to pop the seal off of it. What?
He says any man who applies for the job will be unworthy, though becoming less so daily. So basically, you know, you have to put in time to be worth his daughter's time. The ad even includes a link to the his daughter's blog, which has now been shut down due to embarrassment, probably.
Right.
But before she set her blog to private, the woman named Rachel wrote a post explaining that she had no idea that about her father's plan at the matrimony by magazine.
That makes complete motherfucking sense. She got flooded and somebody told her, hey, dog, you know what your daddy doing?
Yep. I guess a month before Valentine's Day, her dad let it slip he had big plans to find her a match. Once he placed the ad, he locked himself in his office and then read it to her from the other side. Rachel said she was impressed but not surprised at the move. I'm just nervous. If this doesn't work out, next will find my face plastered on a billboard, she wrote. Oh gosh, now I'm giving him ideas. At least it's appropriate they place it in the employment opportunity section, because putting up with his father-in-law shenanigans is a full-time job without any paid vacation, she wrote. I wonder if they have affirmative action there.
I don't know. I bet it's fucking insane.
Think they have equal opportunity employment? Since the ad made headlines, editor-in-chief of Christian Today has apologized for the ad, which has been rightfully seen as demeaning and in poor taste. He also promised to screen ads better in the future. Well, there you go, guys. Speaking of International Women's Day,
so glad I ain't got to put up with that shit.
German mayor's browser tabs catch him with his trousers down.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. A German mayor has been left red-faced after he posted online a screenshot of his browser without noticing open window tabs with adult material.
Ha 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 ha! Had them extra browsers. Took that screenshot, dog.
Thomas Koppel grabbed a screenshot from his iPad in his main browser window showing a Wikipedia page about the German Constitution and posted it to his Facebook page as part of a political argument.
Yeah. Arguing with folks.
Unfortunately, readers quickly noted that the browser tabs were distinctly less political. One was for the porn site X-Hamster. Oh, hey, dog.
One of my favorite sites.
Another for BDSM porn videos. A third for punishment porn videos. And no less than two tabs are headlined German Slut Punish. Only then did the browser offer Article 3 of the German Constitution. The mayor of Quickborn near Hamburg.
So what's he doing? Jacking off and arguing at the same time?
You'd be surprised. Yeah. What the mind can do.
Apparently so.
But the screenshot show, what if he can only get hard by arguing during porn?
When won't that to be my kink?
He's like, our Constitution promises freedom from religion and freedom of religion. Oh, now I gotta see some titties. He was quick to disown the screenshot. He deleted it and claimed someone else had taken it.
Dog.
But the screenshot showed him using an Italian mobile company, and he happened to be in South Tyrol in northern Italy on holiday right next to the Italian-German border. What did the screenshot on the Wikipedia entry and interesting taskbar go all of a sudden? Asked a concerned mind on his Facebook page. But someone had grabbed a copy, and within hours, German tabloid Bild had a story of the porn-watching mayor. This is sad. It's sad that that is also like a bad thing. Like the mayor watches porn.
Yeah,
he can't be mayor porn and jacking his dick.
dog.
When that story was suggested he was mayor of Quick Porn rather than Quick Born, found his way on his Facebook page. Cabo admitted he did take the screen grab.
Of course.
But that he was only doing some research after he overheard a conversation about the site X-Hamster while on a ski lift.
No, sir. You're visiting your favorites.
He said, I wasn't up to date, which annoys me. He wrote in response to the comments, they were mentioning the site X-Hamster, and when I got to my room, I wanted to get clued up. It annoys me that I wasn't up to date. Who hears that? Hey, man, I was on the internet watching porn the other day, and it was some real good German BDSM shit. God damn it, I'm so annoyed. I can't believe I'm not up to date on the latest porn.
I get to go check this out.
Bizarrely, Cobble's defense appears that he didn't actually watch any of the videos because the internet connection was too slow.
I don't believe you on that either, sir.
So that explains tabs one. As for tab two, BDSM porn videos, what that explains was because he was reading a Wikipedia page about the novel 50 Shades of Grey and wanted to look up what BDSM meant. This dude.
I don't believe you.
These are like lies I would tell when I was in like fifth grade. Oddly, though, that intellectual quest did not lead him to the relevant Wikipedia page where BDSM is explained as a combination of two abbreviations. BD standing for bondage and discipline, the SM standing for sadism and masochism. Basically, if you're watching someone in leather tied up and being sexually humiliated, you found BDSM. Instead, Cabo ended up on the site showing BDSM videos, none of which he watched, remember, before opening three more windows on punishment porn and punishing German sluts.
And I don't believe you, and why are you shaming people into BDSM? Because, you know, the way you read that phrase, they trying to throw some shade. And people doing that ain't humiliated. That's what they want to do.
Oh, no. Humiliation is part of BDSM, I think.
Oh, okay. Like, the person not humiliated. I'm about to say.
Yeah, I don't. He might be humiliated. But being sexually humiliated is part of the, that's part of
okay,
the kink.
I'm with you now.
It's like when people, like, lick my boots and shit. And it's like,
yeah. You
know. Anyway, instead, Cabo ended up in sites showing BDSM videos, none of which he watched. Okay. Incredibly skeptical constituents are not convinced of his explanations and remain convinced that while on holiday in this hotel room at a ski resort, he decided to watch some porn and some kinky porn at that. He announced his mood was tremendously annoyed. There you go. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, they explain that shit. Let's see. Ashley Graham is a model. She's a full-figured model. Some would describe as plus-sized. Very beautiful woman.
Okay.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I like that pic.
Yeah, I was going to put it in the chat if I can. Let's see if I can put it in there. There we go. And, you know, when you see this picture, what do you think?
Ooh, look like she enjoying the beach a lot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That sand enjoying her hips.
Well, there was a backlash to her bootylicious Sports Illustrated swim cover. As previously reported, Cheryl Teagues, who has been featured on Sports Illustrated cover multiple times, had to voice her disappointment when nobody was asking. At the 13th annual Global Green USA pre-Oscar party, telling E! News, I don't like that we're talking about full-figured women because it's glamorizing them, because your waist should be smaller than 35 inches. That's what Dr. Oz said. I'm sticking to it, she explained. No, I don't think it's healthy. Her face is beautiful, but I don't think it's healthy in the long run.
You know what? Before you go any farther, I am fucking tired as a woman when it comes to black women and just heavy-set women. People act like you have to be tiny. And that's a problem. The average woman is between a size 12 to a motherfucking size 14. That is the average size of women in the United States of America. People act like anybody over 150 pounds or 120 pounds, you're fucking overweight. There are skinny people with high blood pressure, skinny people with all types of issues. Just because you're skinny don't mean you're not healthy. And it's one of those things where they go by index mass and all that shit. And the thing is, black women have a tendency to retain more water just naturally. Just DNA, this is how we're designed to do. And a lot of the statistics and studies are not based off of us. A lot of this if you're this height, you're this weight, they're based off of white women's standards. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking frustrating to tell for somebody to tell you that you're not healthy when you actually might be healthier than the person looking at you.
Right. And they don't really care about your health.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. People don't really give a fuck about other people's health. We're all gonna die. You know, it's concern trolling. It's a way to judge somebody without coming out and just saying, I don't like that you feel, happy about your body.
Right.
Because I never will, and I don't feel happy about my own. I don't like that you embrace and accept that that's your body right now. That's where you're at. You know, especially for a model, who knows, you know, with who knows what else she's gone through, you know, anorexic, bulimia, all kinds of shit that happens, that is considered normal in the fashion and the modeling industry, that is completely unhealthy, but we don't talk about it because they look like tall, skinny people, and we've decided that that's what a model should look like.
Right. Anything hippie, anything busty, all of a sudden you don't fit the stereotypes. And a lot of people are pushing back against that because it's just one of those things. And that's why we're talking about women. That's why you have so many women and young girls who basically kill themselves to fit something that's not even realistic. Most of those fucking women are airbrushed. All their lumps and bumps and flaws and jiggles and wrinkles and everything else is airbrushed off. They're not, you know, a lot of times the image that you see on these final products aren't real.
Yeah, this is the same reason people call Serena Williams is fat, Michelle Obama is fat. Or is her body type just not your body type?
Right.
It's not the what you've decided is okay. She also tweeted, to clarify regarding body weight, being anorexic, bulimic, overweight, all connected to health problems. I want all to be as healthy as they can. The former model was met with a round of backlash herself, which she answered with a swift public apology. My sincere apologies to everyone I've hurt. I truly just want everyone to be healthy and happy, she wrote.
No, you meant what you said. You basically just come out and say, she a fat bitch, and, you know, anybody that's like this is you're fat and you're overweight. You meant what you said. People was like, hey, dog, you can't be saying that. You apologize.
Graham waited a few weeks to respond and says, Cheryl Teagues may have said what she said and it may have hurt a lot of people's feelings, but my skin is so thick. Graham told E! News after walking her first major show during H&M Studios Autumn Winter 2016 show for Paris Fashion Week, Wednesday, March 2nd. I kind of rolled my eyes. I was like, oh, whatever, another one of these ladies. But what's great is the fact that she said it. It means that other women think like her. And what that means is that we really need to change the industry. There are too many people thinking they can look at a girl my size and say we are unhealthy. You can't. Only my doctor can. As for Teague's apology, Graham said she could have several C's. I've never personally heard from her. She said her comment about me. Then I never heard a follow up. People are saying she apologized, but I never heard one. There you go.
Right. Right. And the thing is, because me being a woman, me being a brown woman, a lot of it is racist too. Like, a lot of it plays a lot of racial undertones, because anytime the black body is celebrated and it's not a white woman with quote unquote black features, it has a problem. You know, if our features are on us, it becomes an issue. Our big lips on us is a problem. Our big hips on us, it's a problem. Our big thighs on us, it's a problem. But you have white women who naturally have some of these same curvaceous features. A lot of times they're praised and it's very frustrating. And the thing about a lot of times they get criticized too because they're considered fat, but they don't get a lot of the racist shit that goes along with that.
Yep.
It's very frustrating.
All right, let's get into Guess the Race so we can get out of here. But yeah, I agree. It's just, I really think, and this kind of is the same, and this is one of the reasons I feel the same as on the Kim Kardashian thing. A ton of this shit is people feel really insecure and threatened by the idea that someone would embrace and love their body.
Right.
That they've decided is not worth as much. If they've decided that you should not be doing that. And as much as we try to promote sex positivity and embracing yourself and self-love and self-care, people are mostly hypocrites on that shit.
Yes, they are.
Certain people they believe should not have those things. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think they see these people and they go, no, you don't get to be different from what I was taught is good and embrace yourself. And so many people feel the backlash of this. Like you said, especially women of color, you know, especially black women. This is just every, like, even a black woman who's in great shape, like, Serena Williams and, like I said, Michelle Obama get this fat pushback.
Right.
They get this, you know, they're ugly, they're too strong, they're, you know, they're like, they get that kind of pushback against their embracing their natural bodies and pushing themselves to the limit, and they're told that, you know, that they're unhealthy because they don't fit inside of the lens of what white people have decided is beautiful.
Right. And the thing is, we're on some levels genetically different, and it's just some things that that made for black women just designed differently. And it's very frustrating when people tell you, and it's and for me, it the root of it is you can't be comfortable being you and loving your blackness. That's what a lot of this stems back to. Anytime black people love blackness, be it their hair, their skin, their clothes, their body, or brown women, anytime black people have a self-love, somebody got to come and stump it out and go, your self-love threatens me.
I would go so far as to say women in general, by the way.
Right.
You know, even if you are a skinny woman, there's somebody going, I don't want that. Too skinny for me.
Right.
You know, that don't look healthy. She need to eat a couple of sandwiches and then get back to me. People are conditioned to do it. I try to erase it out of my fucking vocabulary because I feel like it's mostly toxic.
Very.
You know, I know, and I know it's difficult because when you don't like somebody, you feel like it's fair game. But that's why, you know, of all the shit that people say about Lena Dunham, I don't talk about her body. Because honestly, that shit is so fucked up when people do it. Because you're thinking it about everybody that you like too then. And you just don't say it because you like them. Right. So it's like a warning. Don't step out of line because I'm going to talk about you. Like this is what I really think about you all the time, but there's a lot of people that look like Lena Dunham mm-hmm. in the body.
Right.
That, but they just happen to be your friends. But you're thinking the same mean fucking shit about them. There's women that look like Miley Cyrus that are black women that have right. the same body
shape.
Shape. So when you shit on Miley Cyrus, you turn around and tell somebody that you like, well, you know, girl, it's just, you know, you skinny, but dude, you know, I wish I was skinny like you, but you don't really mean it. You've been talking shit about people that look like her. Like it's a lot of that shit going around. I try to keep it out of my fucking vocabulary because it's fucked up. And there's all kinds of people for everybody. Everybody that talks this shit, there's somebody that's trying to get with that person that you're talking that shit about. So I wish people would just back the fuck off and let people do them, because it really does. It has zero bearing on your life
right.
to let this person embrace themselves. They're born alone, die alone. It's really nothing. It's really yes, nothing sir. That you can do to stop or to help them. You know what I mean? If they want to change their lives in the ways that you would like to see, then they'll do so. If they don't want to change their lives, they'll do that. It's not your fucking business though. Mm-mm. So yeah, you know, nobody cares the fuck what Cheryl Teague thinks about that shit, you know?
Nobody
and she's not coming from a good place.
Nope.
She's not. It's concern trolling. And the vast majority of it is concern trolling. If you really cared about her, you are famous enough and she's famous enough, you could have found channels to contact her. No, you wanted to go in public and say she's fat. That's what you really wanted to say.
Right. And that was her point. Now that one period of time did she contact me.
Right. Fuck her. Anyway. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, the chat room, to guess the race. And the chat room is racist. All right. Story number one. State Representative Jeremy Durham officially stepped down hours after the GOP leadership released a statement saying that he was out, but not before telling the press he was still undecided, reports the Tennessean. An investigation by the Tennessean uncovered text that he had sent to women, although they never reported the messages out of fear of retaliation or invasion of their privacy.
Oh, that he was out what?
He was out of the Tennessee House of Representatives.
Okay. I thought you meant like out like LGBTQ. I said, oh, he out and he didn't tell nobody?
No, he got caught sexually harassing three different women by texting.
Oh, shit.
One woman in her mid-20s said she received late-night texts from the Christian lawmaker saying he missed her and requesting pictures. Despite feeling uncomfortable with the text, she feared what would happen if she reported the powerful Republican to her bosses. I go tell someone in HR, oh, this representative did this to me, you know, explain the woman who asked that her name not be used. I mean, I know those things are supposed to be anonymous and no one knows, no one's supposed to know who it is, but someone would have known by the time I walked back across the street to the plaza.
Right, because people talk.
Yeah, he's highly connected.
Mm-hmm. Somebody when, let him know.
When confronted with the messages from all three women, Durham stated he didn't remember sending them. Contacted by the Tennessean on Sunday. Yes, a care word. Contacted by the Tennessean on Sunday about the announcement that he was stepping down from his post, Durham demurred by email writing, I'm talking it over with my family, but have not made a decision. Nothing should have gone now watching Broncos game at the moment. I'm watching the game, sorry. I'll get back to you about the sexual harassment accusations.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that right now.
Following the refusal to confirm, he had agreed to step aside. Republican caucus chairman Glenn Quesada stated, I was under the impression that Representative Durham was resigning from his leadership position. He has since contacted me and said this statement was only a draft, and this is certainly a surprise to me. Try that possession is 9/10 of the law. You give up that seat. Don't want, you know, hold on to it as long as you can.
Right. You'd be like, y'all gonna have to kick me out.
Tennessee GOP party chairman Ryan Haynes blasted Durham's response, stating, sexual harassment of any kind is wrong. Voters elect public officials to focus on our communities and our state. Office holders should not take part in anything that undermines that commitment. This behavior is a stain on the good work that is done at the legislature and is not reflective of either the good men and women who work there or the Republican Party. 2 hours after the leadership announced his resignation, the Republican from Franklin confirmed he was stepping aside. Guess the race of Jeffrey Durham, Sexter. See, the chat room says, let me see you in your cheese suit, girl, white. GOP home key, white. Sent his dick pics with a mini Klan hood.
Aww.
Distinguished gentleman from Cracker Barrel. Correct answer is, he was a white gentleman. Yo, what the fuck? He was sending texts to women at the middle of the night.
Yeah, you at home chilling.
Right.
You like, what the fuck is this?
It's representative. I bet his ringtone was this. Hey girl, it's Jeremy Durham. From work.
Whispering, hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear. Got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I touch it and see if it's soft.
That's exactly.
That was see my dick. Hey, bitch.
Wait, you see my dick?
I'm gonna beat that pussy up.
Yeah.
Like, wham.
I know that was like, sir, excuse me? And why are you whispering?
Right. Bonus round.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Bonus round to guess the race. So far everything is one for one, but it's now bonus round, so it's double the points, double the racism. Can y'all keep it up? Let's see. All right. A judge got in a little hot water when she was charged with driving drunk to court.
Holy shit.
I know. Rochester, New York judge was arrested and charged.
I'm here cause you know I'm the judge. They were like, ma'am, you need to put on your robe. I got my robe on. Ma'am, you don't have your robe on. You can't go out there like this. I'm the judge. You got to listen to me.
All right, this course is in session.
Yes, it's in. Did I say it was in session? Did I? You know, I told. I'm the judge. Y'all know I'm the judge, right? They're like, ma'am.
Your Honor, can you please take the gavel out of your beer container, please?
Right.
A Rochester, New York judge was arrested and charged with driving while drunk while she was on her way to court Saturday morning. Judge Leticia Astacio, 34, was supposed to preside over criminal arraignments when she was involved in a single car crash at 8 a.m. Sunday.
Oh, well, shit.
So was she going to sober up in court? Like, the first people was going to be getting all kinds of fucked up verdicts.
Yeah.
You in contempt. You in contempt of court.
Ma'am, no, nobody said anything. You're the only one talking.
You in contempt of court too, motherfucker. Say something else. Say something. I dare you.
I have everybody in this bitch arrested.
Right. You, I put the system on trial.
Yeah, she came today. I'm tired of the job. I got to drink before I go to work today. Fuck this shit.
According to the report, Astacio refused to take a breathalyzer test, was speaking with a state trooper, and was then issued a ticket for designated DWI with refusal. She's scheduled to for court appearance early next month. Will she be the judge? I find myself not guilty, to be quite honest.
Right.
I wonder if she'll have another judge and that judge won't like her. You know, like,
probably so.
Oh, Letitia, what are you doing in here? Another judge, Charles Cremie, had to oversee arraignments in her place. Astacio was elected to her position in 2014, defeating two other Democrats in September primary before running unopposed in a grand election, the Democrat and Chronicle reports. Guess the race of Letitia Astacio, drunk judge. That would make a hell of a TV show, by the way. I would watch Drunk Judge. Like, that would take Judge Joe Brown and Divorce Court and everything to the next level. Why isn't that a show already?
Take it to the next motherfucking level.
Why isn't that a show already? Just a judge that gets sloppy fucking drunk every single episode. So you just never know what the cases are. You know what you know what I mean? Like, whatever. It's like, so, it's like, most of it's just them asking pointless questions. So you, the plaintiff, right? No. You, the plaintiff.
I'm the defendant.
Who stole who car? That's what I want to know. Whose car is it anyway? Cut the car in half. I have, court is adjourned. Like, what? We are in here about child custody?
I know, but like, so you, say you slapped your mama, right? Right? No, ma'am. There's no mama violence here. I heard mama. So somebody slapped somebody's mama, and they need to be held accountable, and the mama need to go to jail. Ma'am, you're not making any sense up there.
He's throwing up during the.
No, right?
I need a recess. I need to lay down.
You just got here, ma'am.
Judge Joe Brown Liquor Hennessy, always in the chambers. I would love to let you guys deliberate, but it seems I'm out of Courvoisier.
Right.
Latino woman that requested tequila shot when the bailiff said order in the court. Order in the court. I'll have a margarita.
A mimosa.
The first name says black, the last name says Latina. I'm doubling down and saying Blatina. That's not doubling down. I feel like that's cheating and trying to get one of each. She likes her rum spice Latina. Hanging with Medea and Judge Maybelline Black. Got the Henny bottle in her rose black. The correct answer is she is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. All right, let's go to Sword Ratchetness so we can get out of here before Age of the Shield. A suspect in a home invasion robbery at Sable Palm Apartments, who stabbed by a deaf man early Tuesday morning has been arrested. Okay. Elvin Den Zukic, 19, I guess the race, white, faces charges of home invasion robbery with a firearm and possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana. Just before 2 a.m., officers responded to an apartment complex located at Who Gives a Fuck Avenue. According to JSO, the 22-year-old victim was cooking and opened the front door of his apartment to get fresh air when Zukic approached with a firearm in his jacket pocket. Zukic had then begun demanding money and looking around the apartment for something. The victim, who was deaf, tried to convey to the suspect he did not understand what he wanted. Then he went into his bedroom and grabbed a silver sword with a black handle. When the victim turned around, he saw Zukic in the doorway and stabbed him in the abdomen. According to the incident report, the suspect then ran off. The victim was able to communicate what happened with officers on the scene through text. About, damn, this dude just robbed the wrong person. he probably just thought the dude wasn't cooperating. He just couldn't hear him and shit, you know? At about an hour later, officers responded to the gate gas station located at Pennsylvania Avenue. Who gives a fuck? After receiving reports of a person who had been stabbed, witnesses told investigators the man was bleeding from the chest. Officers took the victim to the gas station, who then identified the man with the stab wound as a suspect in the robbery. That sucks. That dude had to sit there bleeding out. It's like, is this him? It's like, when? What? I just want to go to the hospital, man. Yeah, just wait 10 minutes. A bag of marijuana was also discovered in the suspect's clothing. Zukic was then transported to the UF Health with non-life-threatening injuries and arrested. He's been held without bond in Duval County Jail. Man, that went horrible for that guy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you don't rob people with swords.
Ain't that the truth?
You know? All right, man. We'll be back tomorrow. If everything goes right, we'll be reviewing The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And our guest should be TV's own, Twitter's own, America's own, Reagan Gomez.
Yay.
So hopefully she can make it and we'll be able to do this thing. If not, you know, we'll do it as per use anyway. But until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.